Look, it's been sitting on my desk so long, so hopefully after speaking this study with you, I will be get motivated. So by saying this, well, we all know, especially in this room, the children with special health care needs are growing, and currently 1 out of 5 children are with special health care needs. And in addition to their primary health condition, there's a more problems as a secondary condition, such as diabetes and mental health condition, and also obesity. Compared to 20% of children without special health care needs, if children with physical difficulties, their prevalence of obesity is about 30%, and 33% with learning disabilities. And I'm too short for this mic, I guess. So the study objective is to estimate the prevalence and association of physical activity, screen time, and obesity by the type of special health care needs. This is a cross-sectional survey study using National Survey of Children's Health 2007. I include only 6 to 17 years old because they are only measured for physical activity and screen time. It's a telephone survey, and parents or guardian responded children's health. The study exposure variables are classified children special health care needs by the service use or provision, not by the specific disability condition. So there are 5 types of special health care needs: medication only, service, I will go over again, service use, medication plus service use, and functional limitations, and also as a reference group, no special health care needs kids. So medication only without is only control their condition by prescribed medication, and services is only the taking higher use of need or use of medical, mental health, educational service, specialized therapies, treatment or counseling for chronic emotional, behavioral, or developmental conditions without medication. And medication services only, they are combined, but there's no functional limitation. And lastly, functional limitation group, and this one is with other 3 conditions. Basically, these 4 groups are mutually exclusive based on the service they are getting or needed to have. Outcomes are obesity, inadequate physical activity, actually participating in vigorous physical activity 20 minutes a day for however less than 3 days a week. And high screen time is basically watching more than 2 hours a day, combining TV, video, and video games. Covariates are at the child level: age, sex, race, getting enough sleep, overall health status, and at the family context, variables are family structure, maternal education, high household employment, mothers born in U.S., English spoken at home, household smoking, fathers and mothers, physical inadequate physical activity, family rules on TV programs, TV set in a child bedroom, and insurance type. Finally, household income. These are the list of covariates. The reason I chose them are because they are all at the bidirectional level, independent indicator for either one of those health outcomes. So all the analysis are weighted to estimate the representative U.S. children, and logistic regressions conducted after adjusting multi-state sampling design, and then survey design effect. So the result, the prevalence of special health care needs among children in 2007 8.9% medication only, 3.5% service use only, 5.3% medication plus service use group, 5.1% functional limitations, and 77% of children no special health care needs. So looking up, so who are those, you know, what special conditions contributing, what special conditions children using those service category. So I look up the majority of, actually the selected health conditions are in the survey questions in NSCH. So I didn't get to choose. These are the items they collected. So as you see, medication use group, 43% of them are actually asthma children. And another 19% is ADHD. And another 10% is behavioral problems. And services only groups are mainly composed of learning disabilities, behavioral problems, and ADHD. And medication plus service groups are asthma, learning disability, and ADHD cases. And functional limitations are mainly, the main conditions are asthma, learning disability, ADHD, and developmental delay. So first, the outcome is inadequate physical activity. So overall, children without special health care needs are not meeting recommended physical activities, 22%. And I found there is no increased prevalence in medication group and service and medication together group. But there's a higher prevalence of service use group and functional limitation group, and their increased risk, actually increased odds, actually getting, after all their adjusting, actually twice bigger than the other groups. Twice bigger than children without healthcare needs condition. And I forgot to ask. So the first model is unadjusted. And model 2 is adjusted with older covariates. And model 3 is adjusted further BMI, obesity, and screen time. So, but still, in any other case, if children with special healthcare needs after service use only and functional limitation, the risk is about twice larger than the others. And screen time is the outcome. Well, at the prevalence level, we can say that 30% of children using service use group watching more screen time, spending more time in screen. And 28.5% of children using or with the functional limitations, they are watching more TV than the other groups. But after adjusting covariates, only children with functional limitation still had increased odds of watching more TV. But once we further adjust with their obesity level and inadequate physical activity, the differences are gone. Lastly, the obesity is an outcome. The highest obesity prevalence was observed among children with functional limitations, which is 25%. And the second highest obesity was observed children with substance use only group. But again, there's no increased prevalence reported among prescription medication group and service plus medication group. And after all these covariates, there's no difference in terms of obesity at all. So that is the finding. So the summary of what I have studied is there's no increased prevalence and odds in physical activity, screen time, and obesity among children with medication group and medication plus substance use group. And children with substance use group and functional limitation groups are less likely to participate in vigorous physical activity. And about half of the functional limitation groups have conditions of asthma, ADHD, developmental delays, and learning disabilities. And about half of service user group have conditions of ADHD, behavioral problems, and learning disability. And overall, there is a need to include physical activity promotion program for children who are functionally limited and need to use service without medication. So I don't have express about the one. Oh, anyway. So anyway, thank you.